On the line, we've got Kath Rouse. She's from No Northern Incinerator. See, I can't even say it. I find it so vile, Kath. I can't even say it. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good. But yeah, we all for me, there's so much important stuff happening, and this is part of that. You know, call for justice. Putting this huge incinerator in Melbourne's north, in these emerging suburbs, it's just a complete social justice issue as well as environmental issue. It's
interesting because this week you've been getting a really lot of coverage from the legacy media, and it was and it's because there was an announcement made in Parliament, and it was led by the Legalised Cannabis Party. Tell us, yes. Even though you guys have been working your socks off for a very long time, this is how the mainstream media's minds work.
Yeah, it is. So they're good media people leading up to the debate, you know, organised, you know, articles in The Guardian, 7-4, ABCY, all of those things. But some of it was in relation to that. Some of it was in relation to the government, you know, in the last couple of weeks announced this huge cap of burning 2.5 million tonne of rubbish. And then the industry have been doing a big marketing job as well. So it's both. So then, you know, we've been called to be the other voice, you know, to what they call the Waste Association, but it's the marketing industry for these marketing industries for these incinerators. So they get whole shows to themselves as if they're in for the good, but they're the private enterprise.
Okay. And they're greenwashing, aren't they? They're greenwashing. They're using this notion of waste to energy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, at the same time, directly from the BBC, there's one of the new incinerators in the UK, new incinerator, and locals had been complaining about all the emissions. They were saying, oh, no, it's not right. And they were saying, oh, nothing to see here. They found it's only 6 years old. In the last 2 years, it had 900 breaches of emissions that had happened 18 months ago and they never disclosed.
Okay, and so what are those emissions?
Oh, look, I can't tell you all of... There's some people there who can tell you all of the names of the chemicals and stuff, but I don't want to say them because I think I'll get those wrong at this time on a Saturday morning.
So what you're saying is that what we've got is a chemical cocktail, and and they're expecting that this will be okay, even though it's 5 kilometres from primary schools, childcare and disability services and domestic dwellings.
We've got 59 schools within 10 kilometres. It's on the doorstep. So that is why, I guess, leading to that. So the news came out about this one in the UK, you know, doing such an appalling job, a new incinerator. We went, the other media people read, you know, had lots of stories, and we went to Parliament, led by the Legalised Cannabis Party, and then they put forward an inquiry into... They put forward a motion requiring the Economy and Infrastructure Committee to inquire into the development and expansion of these waste-to-energy incinerators, including its suitability plans and policies, including proximity to residential communities. And they were just asked to make a few adjustments, and it got through. Labor supported the inquiry.
Well, yeah, that's because
the waste to energy.
Which is interesting because it's a chess game, isn't it? Because even though the Greens have been putting forward cogent arguments about they're requiring a committee into this, an inquiry into it, it took the Legalised Cannabis Party to force the issue.
Yeah, and they amended it. They took out all the words toxic, I think, and the wording that passed wasn't the same as the wording we started with, but to get that passed was really a great achievement.
Yeah, right. And yeah. And actually, Kath, I think the public would be, and I am really amazed that they were going to allow this kind of technology, which has got a bad track record, to go ahead without an investigation.
Oh, well, yes. Yes. I mean, these have all closed down in California. There is not one operating in California. They're not allowed in Sydney. They're banned in the whole of the ACT. And yet we were going, you know, they're looking now. What the bad news was the CleanAway announced, not the government, CleanAway announced the caps that they were allocated. So we were looking at, say, roughly 10 million tonne of rubbish burnt over the life of the project, which is 380,000 a year.
Which is not, it's industrial, residential and demolition waste.
Yeah,
that's pretty broad. Does that mean it's asbestos?
Yeah, who knows what they're going to put into that mix.
Asbestos, nappies, how much e-waste goes in at the same time, risk of everything, PFAS, every raincoat,
yeah, PFAS.
You know, all the Catmans, all of that stuff all goes in together and creates a cocktail. But this is the thing. That was their plant. We spent 18 months fighting that one. In a swift turnaround announced by CleanAway, the government doubled the cap that CleanAway were permitted to do. So we've gone from 380,000 to 760,000 tonne a year of that mixed waste. So it's the doubling of it overnight, announced by CleanAway, not announced by Recycle. Afterwards, it was announced by Recycle Victoria. So the MPs, everyone found out about it through the corporations. So the whole timing of these announcements have been dictated by the corporations. They've said it themselves.
Wow, it's amazing. So you've got a public meeting, haven't you? You've got a public meeting tomorrow.
That's exactly why we have a public meeting tomorrow. And really, this is a very important one because, look, our social media has been going through the roof, as well as, you know, attracting a lot more media attention. The word's getting out. And we've got the company, you know, flyering letterboxes with their own disinformation. So tomorrow at 1 p.m, Sunday the 31st of August, 1 p.m. at the Whittlesea Great Hall, we're gathering. No Northern Incinerator will alert. A gathering with some other community groups, like-minded community groups. Guess what? 3CR will have a stall there as well. 3CR are going to have a table because they've been great supporters and we really appreciate 3CR support through this. Like with a lot of media, 3CR was there, you know, before those other ones came and went. So we really appreciate the truth telling of 3CR and the, you know, the time that you've given. So we're all going to be there at the Great Hall, Whittlesea Council offices.
25 Ferris Boulevard, South Morang, it is.
That's right.
And it's FERRES Boulevard, you probably more. And it's 1 p.m. and it's going to go to 2:30. And more strength to your arm, Kath.
Yeah. So anybody who can come, we need everybody who's in the north able to come. I know there's a lot happening on Sunday. This is for, you know, this is a different one, standing up for social justice. And if you can't come, can you please ask somebody else? So anybody in Melbourne's north. This affects Northcote too. You know, it affects all of Melbourne.
Yeah, the wind. Everybody should be aware that the wind, we've been experiencing a huge amount of wind. These people who make these decisions are not the ones on the ground who are going to be affected and breathing the air. Good on you. Thanks very much for coming and talking to us.
No, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time and all the work you do.
Thanks, mate.
Things that you tell
you too. Thank you. Thank you for your work. Bye.
Thank you.